Repent, come back to Allah. Allah forgives our sins, come back to Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series Return Back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And in today's discourse, we are looking at the topic Taqwa, the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I make humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal through the wasila of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Azza wa Jal make it that inshaAllah in our lifetime, in our lives, we are able to establish the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in our lives. Before we proceed and before we carry on, let us hear about the importance and significance of sending Durood Sharif upon our beloved master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes out from one narration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if a person merely recites 3 Durood Sharif during the day, as well as recites 3 Durood Sharif during the evening, what is the outcome for sending these 3 Durood Sharif during the day and in the evening? Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah would forgive the sins that could have been committed during the day as well as the sins that could have been committed during the evening. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his or her own action. So let us make good intentions that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, when viewing this program and any other program that we watch on Madani channel, as well as other programs that we attend, dini programs, that inshallah we do so with the sole intention to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as that inshallah that Allah Azza wa Jal reward us inshallah. Now the other intention that we should have is that inshallah we'll try our level best. I make intention that I'll try my level best to practice upon what I learned inshallah, what I'm learning from this discourse. Then you make also good intentions that at home you try your level best to make intention to practice upon what you learn, as well as that pass it on to others as well inshallah. We alhamdulillah azza wa jalla being the ummah of the beloved Habib Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, obviously we ourselves are very fortunate because Allah Azza wa Jal, He has chosen us to become the followers of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In doing so, it is the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. So we should be very thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal has made us the ummati, that we are the followers of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Become the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After becoming the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is important for us to have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and to adopt taqwa, as we are created for it. All the favors and bounties that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted us and done for us is to help us achieve this taqwa. Taqwa is to train oneself to stay away from everything that might lead you to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to His punishment. This is to be achieved by abiding by Allah Azza wa Jalla's commandments, and staying away from what Allah Azza wa Jal has made haram, what Allah has prohibited, so that we must prepare ourselves only to do what Allah Azza wa Jal likes. It is reported in one narration that Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, taqwa is to fear Allah Azza wa Jal the Magnificent, to abide by the revelation that was sent down by Allah to His beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be content with the little provision, whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows upon you, and to be ready for the departure to meet Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, just to prepare yourself for death. Now, we really need taqwa more than we need water and air, even if all what it brings for us in is the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will certainly be sufficient. So the essence of us being in this world is to adopt taqwa, to acquire taqwa, and to abide by the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and refrain from all the prohibitions of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He who has gained the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is indeed gained the love of people, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا.
Verily, those who believe in oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and in His Messenger, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and work deeds of righteousness, the most gracious Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow love for them in the hearts of the believers. Also Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Verily Allah Azza wa Jalla loves the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. There is a hadith, my dearest Madani channel viewers, that states that when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves someone, when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves someone, He will set acceptance for him or her on earth. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and be aware that Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have recommended that all the people should have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. A Muslim ought to cling to his Allah Azza wa Jalla's advice and the recommendation of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in another ayat,
وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ.
And verily, we have recommended to the people of the scripture before you and to you Muslims that you all fear Allah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said,
اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ.
Fear Allah wherever you are. By fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, man is protected from troubles. All the problems are removed from his way, and doubts are no longer lingering in his heart. By taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla turns a man's grief and hardship into happiness and comfort, and will help him find out a way from his misery and destitution. Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide for him from sources that he could never ever have considered or imagined. In this regard, Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ.
And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to Him, He will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and He will provide for him from sources he could never ever imagined.
وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا.
And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to Him, He will make his matter easy for him. By fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, by adopting this taqwa, man matures intellectually and becomes more brilliant. He gains the ability to distinguish between truth and falsehood, both the beneficial matters and harmful ones. By fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, man's sins and wrongdoings are expiated and hence forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jal says,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ.
O you who believe,
If you obey and fear Allah Azza wa Jal, He will grant you furqan, a criterion to judge between right and wrong, or makhraj, in a way for you to get out from every difficulty, and will remove for your sins, for you your sins, and forgive you.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wa aminu bi rasulih yu'tikum kiflayn min rahmatih wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi wa yaghfir lakum.
O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and believe in His beloved Rasul, His Messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will give you a double portion of His mercy, and He will give you a light by which you shall walk straight, and He will forgive you. By fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, men shall be secure and protected while other people are frightened. He will be happy while all others are sad, and that person will be optimistic while others are pessimistic.
Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة.
No doubt, verily, the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, those that are the friends of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Those who believed and used to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla much, for them are glad tidings in the life of this present world and in the hereafter. So we see by fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed man becomes nearer to his Lord. Thereupon he gains happiness and that success, felicity in this life and the hereafter. So alhamdulillah, how fortunate we are Muslims. How fortunate we are that we have been given an opportunity by Allah Azza wa Jalla to come closer to Him. And this opportunity, we can only utilize this opportunity when we ourselves adopt the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is a vehicle that leads us towards the proximity of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The travelers take a provision to sustain their journey, and in their journey to the hereafter, needs only one kind of provision, and that is the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So in this journey going back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, what is a main provision that we need? As we know, every traveler, he tries to make provision for himself. He must have sufficient provision, and that provision that we need in order for us, everybody accept that we will return back to Allah. But that returning back to Allah, it requires us to have taqwa. So, my dearest Madani channel viewers, we can understand that truly in order for us to prepare ourselves to go back to our Lord, to go back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to have taqwa. And the provision that we require for this, that journey that we have to go back to Allah, is that we must have sufficient taqwa. Fear Allah. Taqwa is what you equip yourselves with to encounter your enemy and thereby defeat him. Fear Allah with yourselves, your families and your wealth. Fear Allah upon dealing with your children, all the relatives, your dependents, upon fulfilling the trust that Allah Azza wa Jalla has entrusted you with. In other words, you should keep taqwa before your eyes in every aspect of your life. So, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate we are that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made us into the ummah of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that if we ourselves aspire to defeat shaitan, if it is truly that we desire to defeat shaitan, and that in this journey of going back to Allah Azza wa Jal, we truly desire that we meet Allah in such a state that we ourselves are ready, then we ought to prepare ourselves sufficiently, and we ought to prepare ourselves adequately, and we need to make sure that we have the proper provision for this journey. And how do we prepare ourselves for this journey? And how do we adequately prepare ourselves? How do we sufficiently prepare ourselves? We can only sufficiently prepare ourselves when we have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, because that is the vehicle that will lead us towards to the high goal of our life, to the main goal of our life, to the objective of our life, which is to get closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, in our discourse, the lesson is that we ourselves, if we truly desire to meet Allah Azza wa Jal, then we ought to be prepared. And to be prepared, we need the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As in the Quran also it is mentioned, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has taqwa. So, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no nobility, there is no righteousness unless you have adopted taqwa. As our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is further explained and stated, there is no preference of an Arab over a non-Arab except by virtue of taqwa. So, if a man gets out of the humiliation of wrongdoing to the honor of taqwa, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make him rich without wealth. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make him strong and dignified without a tribe. As is mentioned in the Quran, La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. There is no fear upon such people, such that when they depart this world, they have achieved the highest merit of life, they have achieved the highest distinction of life, which is that they have achieved the main goal of life. So, for shaitan to defeat us, what he needs to take out from us is the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we have no taqwa, you find that you can easily fall into the abyss of committing sins. You find that you easily fall into the traps of shaitan. You find yourself in trouble in many things. So taqwa is not only that we have the consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal in our minds as a philosophy, as some other people in today's time try to put it, but taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal, it entails that everything that we do in our life, whether it is our conduct, whether it is in our dealings, whether it is in the manner that we conduct ourselves with others, in every sphere of our life, in every act that we maintain in our lives, we have to have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when this is the goal in our life, then you will find that you have the peace of mind, you have peace in your heart, and you will find that you become the successful one. How do you become successful? Because in your heart, there is that inner peace. And that inner peace is that because you have maintained your connection with Allah, and because your connection with Allah is an open one. It is not a hidden one. It is a connection that has the true connection with Allah, and it is that connection which actually makes yourself to be happy with your Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with you. As we have learned from that saying of Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, that when this particular person was truly conscious of Allah, when he talks, his talk, it is a talk which has got the fear of Allah. And when he conducts himself with others, his movements and everything, it is the movement that is done with the consciousness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So when he talks, what comes out of his mouth is the beautiful flowers that only connects other heart and enlightens other hearts. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we ourselves should be very thankful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that we have this enlightening Madani channel that is coming to us free of charge. And this is also a ni'mah and a favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is coming to us to educate ourselves, to educate us in our homes, to revive that glory of deen that is lacking in our homes. It is there to bring back that environment of Medina that is lacking in our homes, that brought in that noor in the homes of the Sahaba. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we should also be very thankful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah has given us this precious gift of Madani Channel, which is here to teach us and to inculcate in within our lives the acts of having to connect ourselves to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We make a humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us in our lives that we maintain taqwa as our connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we can build a bond that with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal strong, and so that Allah Azza wa Jalla can forgive us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Repent. Come back. Come back to Allah. Allah forgives all sins. Come back to Allah.